Hey, what's up? Welcome to Nocturnal Admissions with Fee and Faye. So tonight's topic is very, very serious. It's some serious shit. Fee, did you want to go on ahead and get started?
Yeah, I want to get started. You know, day before yesterday, I was looking on Google. Then this little article pops up. 27-year-old dietitian commits suicide.
27 years old?
No, it's not even that scary. She leaves a note saying, "I'm really sorry, mom."
Damn.
Now, first of all, how I feel about suicide is, you know, I don't know what you're going through. I don't know. You know how real it is, or what's bothering you, why you're so weak, why you have no self-control, why you feel like you want to end it all, whatever. I feel like it's a cowardly way out. Furthermore, you know, you want to kill yourself, knock yourself out. Why would you leave your mom a note saying, "I'm really sorry, mom"?
Let me stop you right there, because I want to get into the scenario of the night. And before we get into that, let's let you guys think a little bit. We're going to take a little break and come right back. But just think about everything Fee's saying. Sometimes, you know, we do sound a little insensitive on this show, but we're trying to keep it real. And we're just trying to discuss some really serious issues and see how people really feel about the shit. So hold your horses. We'll be right back. Thank you so much for listening, and stay tuned for the scenario of the night on Nocturnal Admission. All right, guys. So welcome back to the show, to Nocturnal Admissions with Fee and Faye. And what we're going to do is jump into the scenario of the night. So say, I mean, and some of you can really identify with this. Say you have a family member, say it's like a close older sister. And every time life gets a little tough, she starts talking about how she wants to kill herself. How if, you know, this, that, and the third, she would just go on ahead and end it all. What do you do? Do you get tired? I mean, like, I'll just go on ahead and be honest. This scenario is kind of like me. You know, my sister let me know, basically, that she was tired of hearing that shit. That shit is played. Like, okay, even if you're not the type of person, if you're going to, in my opinion, from this is coming from suicidal thought having Ife. If you're like me and you know good and damn well you love your life and you really don't want to kill yourself, but you get depressed sometimes, it's just super insensitive to even mention suicide, in my opinion. Like, and one of the things my sister helped me to realize is that it's super selfish
and annoying.
And dumb annoying, like very annoying, as you heard her mention, and dumb selfish. Like, and to be honest with you, as someone who has had suicidal thoughts, the main reason that I haven't carried it out is because I'm not that selfish. I would never want my mother or sister to find me dead in our household, let alone thinking about how that might influence and impact their ability to even like live a peaceful life in their household after you've killed yourself and the cops had to come and clear your debris up, your biological debris. You know, it's very, very, very selfish and cowardly and annoying. And I think people just need to get a grip on life and realize shit is tough. You know, like everybody's got to go through it, but fucking pull yourself up by the bootstraps and stop the bullshit. Like, nobody wants to fucking hear that shit on a regular goddamn basis. And do you really want to kill yourself? No, because if you did, you wouldn't keep saying it. You would just go to an open field in a deserted place and do it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I want to go back to the dietitian thing, because I actually didn't say what I wanted to say earlier on. Basically, this note, leaving the note behind, "I'm really sorry, mom." If you were really sorry, you wouldn't have killed yourself and left that stupid ass note for your mom, because
if you really think about it, you already killed your fucking self. Then your mom, the last thing she's going to remember is you offing your stupid ass self and this letter. So it's just going to be like a double whammy in a bad way. So that's how I feel about suicide. I'd never kill myself. I just wouldn't do that. Furthermore, you know, if anybody did want to kill themselves, I hope you're successful at it. Make sure I'm not around, because if you are unsuccessful at killing yourself, I'm not going to fucking be there for you. I'm not going to be there for you if you turn a fucking vegetable.
Oh, yeah. That's let's clarify. Sure. Let's emphasize that. What she's talking about is, you know, there's a lot of, I haven't even statistically looked this up, but we know that there are a lot of cases where people attempt suicide and are unsuccessful.
Jumping now, off of a bridge.
That's gotta be a real fucked up thing to like
shoot yourself in the head.
Feel like you ain't shit and you don't fucking deserve to live, and then you can't even fucking carry out a suicide. So say, for example, you shoot yourself in the head and you miss your vital part of your brain, and so now you're a fucking vegetable. Or
bedridden and shit.
And yeah, and now what?
Feed you, you know, tube feed you. Wipe your ass, you know, and comb your hair and brush your teeth and all this stupid shit. I didn't sign up for that. Shit. Fuck that.
Oh, shit. And y'all know, we actually have a cousin who committed suicide, and this is serious shit. It might be a little insensitive to talk about, but I want to talk about how that impacted our family. Fee was kind of young, but we lived in Flatbush, and we had a cousin named JC. His family loved him so much, they named him Jesus Christ. And we called him JC. This is on granddaddy's side. And so JC was a star basketball player, had everything going for him in high school, but he was in a relationship, an abusive relationship with a beautiful teenage girl. They were both 17 in Flatbush, Brooklyn. And he was abusive. Like, he used to beat her up and shit. And I loved my cousin, but I'm going to talk about him like, you know, I would if this had happened to someone else. He was abusive. They were in an abusive relationship as teens. She decided to get out of the relationship, and he was so abusive that he went and shot this girl in the face and then sat out on the curb and shot himself in the head. Now, I was 11, and so imagine how that impacted me. Imagine how that impacted his family. And her family, like, our family was impacted, but her family, thank God, she survived. Yeah, so basically, our cousin shot this girl in the head. She survived. Her eye, she lost her eye or something. She survived, thank God. But he killed himself. And that was a huge deal for the whole family. There's been, you know, there was a whole news article about it. And it was just a huge embarrassment, to be honest with you, because not only did you try to kill yourself, then you tried to take somebody else out with you who didn't deserve it. So, like, this whole suicide thing, we seem insensitive, but we've been through it. And it's very, very selfish, in my opinion.
For me, I don't feel, honestly, that I'm being insensitive. I just think it's really stupid to take yourself out. That's just me. Furthermore, the whole, like I said, the note, I'm really sorry, mom. Like, nobody wants to have that shit on their brain when they think about their child, especially after killing their fucking self. But, you know, sensitive, insensitive, whatever.
Really, the insensitive ones are the ones who kill themselves, because I feel like, sorry, mom, you didn't even fucking give like a thorough explanation. In fact, I don't even think mom wants one. Mom wants you to not kill yourself and her find your body in this stupid ass suicide note. So now that we've gone over that, I think we should touch on the celebrity spotlight. So listen up, stay tuned. We will be right back if we can figure out how to put these stupid ass ads in between the segments. Be right back. Thanks for listening to Nocturnal Admissions. All right, guys, welcome back to Nocturnal Admissions. This is Fee and Faye. We're going to give you the celebrity spotlight tonight. So since we're talking about suicide, let's go on ahead and talk about one of the more recent suicides that I personally couldn't understand, since a lot of the suicidal thoughts that I have to do with me being broke as fuck and struggling through life. We're going to talk about, of course, the CNN article on Kate Spade. She was iconic. A handbag icon. Excuse me. Basically, she hanged herself in her apartment in Manhattan. And at 10:10 in the morning, after Spade was found by her housekeeper, you see, I mean, let's stop right there, Fee. Scenario of the night. You're a housekeeper for a rich white woman. You walk in and you see her body hanging. I mean, come on. Is that what? How would you feel?
I feel that I would not want to be there. Like I said, if anybody takes yourself out, don't want to find you, don't want to be around, would prefer not to fucking be there. So. You know, sorry for Kate Spade, more sorry for her housekeeper because she had to fucking find her, remember that shit. Furthermore, Kate Spade, you're like one of the top designers, you know, purses, belts, accessories, phone cases, a bunch of things. So, not sure what was going on in her life, but, you know, I guess more money, more problems.
I mean, speaking of more money, more problems, Biggie Smalls had a song called Suicidal Thoughts. And, I mean, it was very poetic and such, but, I mean, he didn't go and off himself. He actually just got killed. But I'm just saying, like, I would rather get killed than to kill myself, I think. I would rather someone else off me than for me to be the one to off myself. Like, I fucking love me. And as a result of this podcast, really before this podcast, I had vowed to not put my family through that anymore, especially after my sister expressed how she felt when she was pregnant. To hear somebody talking about killing themselves was just like, I mean, I don't know if it was, I don't think it was her pregnancy hormones, because she's typically very like blunt and straight to the point, but she was just like, I don't fucking want to hear that shit, period. Like, if you think about killing yourself, don't fucking tell me. Just go do it separate and independently of me. And if you successful, you successful. If you're not, don't expect me to wipe your ass and blow your nose, like, period. Because I didn't sign up for that shit. And the only ass she'll be wiping is her brand new baby daughter's, like, period. Like, nobody is trying to be a vegetable or
bedridden.
You know what I mean? Like,
fucking illness because you wanted to try to blow your fucking brains out.
But with Kate, I mean, I'm not trying to be sensitive and shit, or Anthony Bourdain, but you guys had
what's up with that? Bourdain, like, the world was fucking like
at his fingertips, like.
Like, what the fuck? People look forward to watching your stupid ass traveling around the world and try different foods and shit like that, and here you go offing yourself. Like, that shit was selfish to the world and his family. Like,
well, I mean, you know, good luck to him. Good luck to Kate and their spirit. I think, you know, I don't hate them. I just think what they did was kind of dumb and insensitive, selfish. It's people who commit suicide. I feel like you guys are assholes and we have the wrong attitude about it. Like, we want to do this whole kumbaya moment and say they're victims, they're struggling, they're like depressed or whatever. Like, sorry, but coming from like one of the most depressed people on the face of the planet, that's me. You do not have to kill yourself. I may be depressed, but I fucking love me. And I'm just not gonna do that shit. And I'm not gonna keep putting my family through it. Just because everybody has a mental problem. The world is a fucked up place in a lot of ways. And it's a beautiful place in a lot of ways. But it's just how you see the fucking glass. Is it half full or is it half empty? And that's some real shit. Like, seriously, it's all about perspective. And I'm sorry, but the world is overpopulated. If you are one of those people who feel a strong desire to off yourself, maybe you can do it. But just maybe you should visit the suicide forest in Japan where people go specifically to kill themselves. And it's like, okay. anything else to add to the segment tonight, Fee?
No, just if you decide to kill yourself, don't do it around me.
And don't do it around me either, because... You know, just don't.
I don't got you.
I don't got you. And I'm not wiping nobody's ass. And to all of my family members and people who are close to me, if you do decide to kill yourself and you're unsuccessful, I hope you have a good home health aid on the...
on deck. On because deck. That's actually a passion of mine. And what I'm telling you is, I don't got you.
Well... This was a serious topic tonight, and if you have any strong feelings or you want to share anything, please like, share, subscribe. If you feel suicidal and you just want to talk to somebody about it, you're welcome to hit me up at evolutionaryrevolutionary on Instagram.com. I'll make you feel like shit and talk you out of it. Either you're going to kill yourself or you're going to stop with the bullshit by the time we finish. And either way, that sounds like a solution. Thank you for listening to Nocturnal Admissions with Fee and Faye, and deuces. Yo, welcome to Nocturnal Admissions. This is Fee and Faye, and we have a very overdue topic tonight that everybody needs to know about or discuss, and that's domestic violence. Ladies, gents, Fee, want to help me out here?
I feel about domestic violence is I wish a motherfucker would try to swing on me. He better watch his back.
I mean, but my brother, that's who I'm gonna get. Yeah. Like, he got a family now.
Oh yeah, he's a changed man. Anyway.
Let me stop. Okay.
Girl, you play too much. Anyway, back to the show. As far as domestic violence goes, I think that if a guy puts his hand on a woman, it's totally unacceptable. Because there's a lot of guys out here who, you know, challenge them or try them, and they don't be ready to swing on them like how they do a woman. So, I mean, that's just my view. As far as a woman who hits a man, I don't condone that either. Because... you're a woman. Be a woman. Stay in a woman's place. Not only that, he's a man. He can hurt you. He's stronger than you.
That's true.
There's nothing, even if your body weight is heavier than his, it just doesn't matter. Oh, unless he's, you know, a midget or a dwarf or something like that. So.
Like, instead of just co-signing, I'm just
so if you decide to swing on a man and do something like that, just be prepared for the hurricane. I know me, I've swung on one or two boyfriends I've had in the past because I'm not the one.
And they
actually didn't try to hit me ever again. So
damn, your teeth straight. I've been looking at it the whole time, yo. I couldn't believe how straight her teeth is because of how she sucks her middle fingers growing up, and I thought she was gonna be like.
Okay, we're going on.
Okay, real me and real me.
So that's how I felt about domestic violence. What about you?
I'm just saying, like, my sister's teeth is dumb straight, and if a dude ever tried to knock my sister's teeth in, as straight as they are, he must be prepared for the hurricane. Like, I'm going to, you know, I can't say it because I might get locked up if anything happens. I don't want to incriminate. Don't bait myself up. But yeah, no, seriously though, like, I think sometimes somebody might get you to the point where you feel like it's okay to, like, swing on them or do something. But you should be mature at a certain age. So at what point is domestic violence wrong? Yeah, you should see my sister's face. I think between the ages of like 21 and...
If you're not in kindergarten pushing someone over because you don't know how to express yourself as an adult, it shouldn't be happening.
I think it's cool to fight physically with your mate between the ages of 21 and like
23. That's the grace period that you get. Because at that point, you kind of nuts. You don't know what you're doing. You be like, am I an adult? Am I still a child?
At 21 to 23, you definitely
know that you're an adult and you know who you are. So, you know, like I said, I don't condone it. You know, we can jump to celebrity spotlight.
After these messages, let's take a break.
We got to learn how to put in the commercials, remember?